ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. وبعد. All praises due to Allah, we laud and extol Him, in Him we beseech help, and in Him we seek forgiveness, and we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one can guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah is his abd and his rasul, his slave and his messenger. As to what follows and what proceeds, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, Al-Quran. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And the worst of all affairs are novelties in this deen, for every novelty in the deen is an accursed bid'ah, and every accursed bid'ah is a going astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, every day in our salah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us on the path of those whom He has given His ni'mah. And included in this prayer and in this surah Al-Fatiha, we also ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us off the path of those on whom receive His anger, and those who are dalloon, those who go astray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This particular quality of dalala, of being astray, is very serious. And for those individuals who ponder upon the Quran and ponder upon the authentic sunnah of our beloved Prophet, contained in the vessels called Al-Hadith, Al-Ahadith As-Sahiha, those authentic hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll see without any surprise that countless times throughout the Quran and innumerable times throughout the sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentions those individuals who go astray, and mentions those individuals who are led astray, and they themselves are astray. Today, for this very brief khutbah, inshallah, and I had intended, before I left my house, to make it a little bit longer. But because of a telephone call that I received that disturbed me, and it would disturb any Muslim, we're going to have to make this khutbah very short, inshallah, and deal with the subject after the salah. Anyway, this subject of dalala, being astray, there are some reasons for it, and there are too many reasons to enumerate in this khutbah. One of the reasons why people go astray, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, is because they involve themselves in bad or evil deeds. This is one of the main reasons why Muslims go astray. And of course, the kuffar, even when they seemingly are doing good deeds, they are already astray because of another reason why people go astray, which is because of shirk and kufr. But as for the Muslims, there are many reasons why the Muslims go astray. And one of the reasons why the Muslim goes astray is because of bad deeds. Bad deeds, brothers and sisters in Islam, is one of the chief reasons why Muslims go astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the English translation says, had Allah known any good in them, He would have indeed made them hear. لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ means لَأَفْهَمَهُمْ. He would have made them understand. And if He would have made them understand or made them listen, then they still would have turned away from the truth. They still would have turned away from the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا. If Allah knew that there was any good in them. Some human beings, some Muslims among the human beings, they become so steeped and so entrenched and so saturated in the haram that there is no hope for them. Not even the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can soften their heart, can change their character. Even the book of Allah, because they have gotten so deep into the haram and the fawahish, those evil deeds, those abominable deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden for every Muslim and every human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. And there is not a creature that walks or crawls on the earth, nor a ta'ir yatiru bijanahihi, that flies with its two wings, illa umumun amthalukum, except that there are the likes of you. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that there are animals that crawl on the earth, that walk on the earth, and there are creatures that He created, Azza wa Jal, Al-Khaliq, Al-Musawwir, Al-Bari, that Allah created that flies in the air, that's just like me and you. When investigating this, brothers and sisters in Islam, I found some creatures that live exclusively in filth. And if they were to come out of that filth, they would die. Creatures that Allah created, that their domain, their places of residence, is filth and squalor, and if they were to come out of it, they would die. They have to exist in filth. And they're human beings just like this. There's not a creature, man in dabatin fil alp. There's not a creature that walks on the earth, one that's ta'idin, yatihu bijanahihi, illa ummul amthalukum. Except, just like those creatures that fly in the air, those insects, those birds, except there's a community just like yours, similar to yours. I found that there's some insects that if they come out into the light, they'll die. They have to stay in darkness. And there's some people just like this, that they would be destroyed if they came into the light. If they came out of their filth of zina, of khamr, of gambling, of maisir, of all these abominable things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden, they would destroy themselves. They become so steeped in it, they would destroy themselves. No hope for them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us like this. So one of the main reasons why people go astray is because of bad and evil deeds. Another reason in which people go astray is because of following lust. This is one of the main reasons for people being in dalala. And remember, every single day we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us of the dalun. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. We ask Allah not to make us of those whom He has His anger upon, and His anger is not like your and my anger, or those who go astray. And we know specifically from the Prophet's mouth himself, صلوات الله وسلامه عليه, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, the Jews and the Christians. We know this from the Messenger of Allah's mouth, from his tongue, which only speaks the truth. That's in specific. But in general, as Imam al-Shawkani says, rahimahullah, there are some Muslims who are just like those Jews and just like those Christians. They're astray. And they're so far astray that there's no help for them. Even the Quran, the revelation of Allah, cannot help them. The only thing that'll be able to help them, because of their evil deeds which made them go astray, is that they put in the hellfire so that their hearts and their souls could be cleansed and be sanitized. There's nothing in this dunya that can help them, even the Quran. As for the second reason, is following desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَى فَيُدِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Don't follow your desires. Following desires, brothers and sisters, will definitely lead you astray. Don't follow your desires, for it will mislead you from the sabil of Allah, from the path of Allah. How many times have you seen a person go astray because they follow their nafs or they follow their hawa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Have you not seen those who takes his own lust as an ilah, as a god besides Allah, a ma'bud, a ma'aluh, a thing that is taken as an object of worship? Haven't you seen those individuals who follow their lust and they take their lust as a god besides Allah without guidance? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide those people who are the zalimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many examples in history. One of them is Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl was one of the mushrikun, one of the chief of the kuffar from the pagan tribes, and he knew and admitted it to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who didn't follow his hawa, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, who didn't follow his hawa, his lust. As Allah says, when najmi idha hawa ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa, by the star, when it says your companion Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's not in dalala. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى, nor did he transgress. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنَ الْهَوَى, and he doesn't speak from his hawa, he doesn't speak from his lust. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى, it's revelation that Allah's Messenger speaks from, revelation that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's inspired with. And Abu Jahl knew this. Abu Jahl came to him and said, I know for a fact that you're a prophet, I know for a fact that you're a prophet, and I know that you're speaking the truth. But what else am I going to do? What else can I do? When the tribe of Banu Abdul Manaf, they don't have this, they have that, they don't have a prophet, what else am I going to do? I know that you're a prophet, and I know that you're speaking the truth. He continued to follow his hawa, and his hawa sent him straight to the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the least of those punishments is the person's shoes or sandals or the laces of their shoes burning until it goes only up to their brain and it boils, and they'll think that that's the worst of punishments, and it's the least of punishments. This is the place that Abu Jahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has sent. So brothers and sisters in Islam, if we follow our nafs and our lust, for surety we will go to hell. And we ask Allah to keep us far away from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us examples of the people in the past who restrained themselves from their lust and from their nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in history, Islamic history, has given us the example of individuals who were so strong in restraining their nafs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the ability to withstand all types of torture. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, Imam al-Sunnah, he was thrown in jail because of Islam. The caliph at that time, the Khalifa Ma'mun, threw Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in jail simply because he was defending the Quran from defamation. Because at that time, there were a group of people that used to say that the Quran was created. And we know from the aqidah of the people of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the Quran is not created because it is the word of Allah. So because he wanted to defend the Quran, and because the predominant views and concepts and philosophies of that time of the Quran was that the Quran was created, he was thrown in jail. The person who was executed or was put meeting out the punishment against him, when he was whipping him, after Imam Ahmad said, they put so much iron on me, they sat me on the camel, I thought I was going to fall off. The person who was punishing him, whipping him, at the bequest of the Ma'mun, this caliph, he said, Wallahi, I whipped Imam Ahmad so hard, I hit him once so hard that if I would have hit an elephant or a camel, he would have died. That's how hard I hit him. And he still restrained his nafs
He restrained his hawa, and he continued in persistence and in perseverance, being patient. As Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, when you ask Allah for sabr, you should also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-afiyah. Don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for patience without well-being and good health and security in the patience. You have to ask Allah for al-sabr and al-afiyah, because sabr by itself can still make you have pain. But with Imam Malik being able to restrain himself and withstand the tortures, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a great reward in that prison. He saw an individual who had been thrown in the jail who reminded him of his duty. A man that couldn't control his nafs, that followed his hawa. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has told us, that salatun munjiyat wa salatun muhlikat. There are three things that are saving you, that are things of salvation, and there are three things that will destroy you. And one of those three things that will destroy you is a hawan muttaba'un. It's desires and lusts that are followed. So this individual that was in the cell with Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, he was thrown in there because of drinking. He used to like to drink a lot. And when he saw Imam Ahmed rahimahullah in this iron, in these chains, being whipped and whipped and whipped and whipped and whipped and continuously whipped in the night, in the day, in the afternoon, he saw him, the first thing he looked for when he got inside this prison was some water, so that he can make wudu and stand up to for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man was amazed. He was amazed. And he reminded Imam Ahmed. He said, I have been whipped on 50 different occasions for drinking, and it didn't stop me from drinking. He said, stay in the patience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Control your nafs. Control your lust. And be patient and persevering. 50 different occasions they whipped me. So be patient, Imam Ahmed. And alhamdulillah, Imam Ahmed was patient until the day he died. Rahmatullahi alayhi. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to stay away from those evil acts, and we have to stay away from following our hawa. The ahwa of the individual can lead him to perdition. The person who follows their nafs, who follows their hawa, will be sent to an amazing fire. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, because of individuals going astray, because of them following their lusts and having bad company and other things that lead people astray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another example from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why is it, O Allah, that you have some people in your garden and some people in the hellfire? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa, your garden that you planted, how did you plant it? He said, I planted it this way and that way. He said, why did you leave those weeds or those plants over there? He said, because those plants over there, they're no good. There's nothing that I can do with them. And Allah Azza wa Jal told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it is the same with the people who are in the hellfire. There is no good in them. There is no good in them whatsoever. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ. If Allah knew they had any good in them, He would have made them understand. So Allah told him, that's why I leave those individuals there. There's no good in them. Nothing will change them. The origin of sins, brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to know the origin of sins. The scholars of Islam say there's two ways that people fall into sin, which is a direct result of us going astray, or the natija of that, or the result of that. The first is that the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doubts his Lord by thinking that when he obeys and follows him, that he will not give him a better reward. Just think about it. Think about when you and I, may Allah forgive us, commit sin. Two main reasons the scholars of Islam say his slaves commit sin. The first is that the slave doubts. He has doubt, he has raid, he has shak in his heart, by thinking that when he obeys and follows that which Allah has forbidden, Allah, or that which is halal, Allah will not give him a greater reward. Then he'll get a greater reward by following that which is haram. This is the first reason why people commit sins. And the second reason, he knows his Lord will give him a greater reward for doing the halal, but his nafs and his hawa overtakes him, or he's impatient, so he falls into the haram. These are the two main reasons why people fall into sins, and this is the origin of sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So in conclusion, brothers and sisters in Islam, we should be very careful of falling into dalala. Dalala is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us another glimpse on, something that makes you go astray, which is a bid'ah. He said, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرَ الْهَدِي هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad. وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا وَكُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. Every innovation is astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us on the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the bid'ah is astray, and the astray is in the hellfire. So we need to know, brothers and sisters, what are those things that make us go astray. And some other examples or points of things that make us go astray is too much free time. Too much free time, brothers and sisters, will definitely make you fall into dalala. You will go astray. If you don't occupy your time with working for the good of this life or the good of the hereafter, like tasbih, saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, allahu akbar, or working in jihad, or working in teaching and giving da'wah, or working for your family, if you just spend the time driving in your car, standing on the corner, standing in the masjid, doing nothing, for a surety, eventually you'll go astray. Also being negligent and unmindful of the remembrance and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, excessive hope. You have so much hope that you forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish you, and you forget about death. This will definitely make you go astray. Also, dealing with emotionalism. You're so emotional, which is connected to your nafs, that you will go astray. And also, dealing with those individuals who are bad companions. You yourself may not be bad or evil, but the people that you hang out with can make you go astray. And finally, living with and dealing with the matters that destroy iman. There are some things that destroy the iman in our chest. And we already know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that al-iman يخلق في جوف أحدكم كما يخلق في قلوبكم كما يخلق الثوب. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that iman wears out inside of one of you like a thawb wears out. So we have to constantly renew our iman. This iman, the decrease of it and the destruction of it, is a means of making us go astray, brothers and sisters. So we need to be aware of these things that make us go astray, because for a surety, every single day that you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you away from the path of those who are dalloon, you may be one of those individuals. You may be one of those individuals whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said is in the dalala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us of those individuals who are in the dalala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us individuals who are guided on the straight path. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those individuals who don't lead others astray. Because there are many of us who not only are astray themselves, but they're also leading others astray. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكننا من الخاسرين.